Good evening, everybody. This is the Fakeologist Show. Good evening. It is Wednesday, May the 3rd, 2023. It's the Fakeologist Show. Just adjusting my volume levels here. We do this show Sunday through Thursday around 8 o'clock. And here we talk about media fakery, psyops, hoaxes, COVID, viruses, vaccines. I can say all that now because I'm not streaming on YouTube tonight because obviously I was struck down. I don't feel like reconnecting a 50th YouTube channel. And we're also recovering from a Discord hit today. We got knocked off the Discord. But within 15 minutes, the Great Wild Times and LSB got the thing going, mainly Wild Times. And so we're back on Discord, fake11.com/Discord. And already half the people from the old server have joined back in. And don't forget, we also have the Gilded, fake11.com/Gilded. We also have Telegram, which I'm using a little bit more of, fake11.com/Telegram or fake11.com/Telegram1. Those are our Telegram channels. Of course, we have the blog, fakeologist.com/blog. We have the fakeotube.com. Fakeotube.com is our video platform, and that's where I post my favorite videos. And as a matter of fact, let me start up the FakeoTube chat right now in a new tab and say hi to all the regulars. We have regulars that actually come in and do a chat. Since we show up here most weeknights. So thanks to all the regulars and thanks to all the donors and thanks to everybody who shows up on a regular basis and donates, because without your help, the FakeoTube would not be able to run, since it's fairly pricey to run your own video server. So thanks to all the donors and donations, especially the sustainable donors, the ones that set it and forget it. They put a monthly amount and just leave it running. You're the best. And last but not least, let's thank Uncle Epic. Uncle Epic re-upped for the next 6 months, and he donated 400 Epic coins, which of course today have a value of about 600 United States dollars. So thank you so much, Uncle Epic. I think is that the third time he's re-upped to sponsor FakeoTube with his Epic Cash coins, which if you're not familiar with, you can go to click on this link up here at the top, Epic Cash, and you can go to fake11.com/epic or Epic 1, Epic 2, Epic 3. If you go to fake11.com/Epic 3, you can get started, and the community will come together and fill your wallet up with about, I think, 6 Epic coins, which Uncle Epic says will be worth $6,000 one day. Maybe not in the too distant future. Who knows? But you're going to have to learn about digital currency anyway. May as well try an alternative. I know there's about 25,000 different coins. This one is pretty good. It's private, unlike Bitcoin, and it is a fantastic way to exchange value right down to a fraction of a fraction of a fraction. Somebody donated me 0.00001 Epic coins. Now, that's not worth almost anything right now, but I just thought it was funny that you were able to donate such a small amount successfully. Now, tonight, I have a special guest. I'll get right to it, just in case he doesn't have a lot of time. And this is an interesting story. Let me unmute my special guest now. Let me just play his zinger, his stinger, or his tag from his radio station, because it is so cool. I think I need one of these. Let me just play it for you.
Who's right?
Who's right?
He's right. Right on radio.
Right on radio.
And here he is, the man himself, Jeff Shepherd from Right on Radio. Hello, Jeff.
And I'm not always right, but I do respect your right to be wrong.
That's a radio voice right there, guys, boys and girls. You know, I just pretend to play a radio host on a daily basis. You sound like you are a radio host.
Well, I am. I'm the host of Right On Radio.
Sounds like you've done it for a long time, though. It sounds like you're from the radio business.
You know, it's funny. I have had offers to be in the radio business in the past, but of course you have to start out in, a faraway city at $14,000 a year.
Oh, okay.
And that was never going to pay the mortgage. So, you know, I never got into radio until I started podcasting. And I started podcasting for, I think, the same reasons that most people do, except, I'm a man of faith. And I've known about how bad things are in the world for a very long time, for over 30 years. But when I really started finding out what was happening with kids and sacrifice and things like that, being a man of faith, I just thought, you know what, I'm not going to go stand before my God and say, I knew and I did nothing. And so what can I do? And, you know, this was back in 2020. And so I just started the podcast and here we are today.
Well, it's really interesting how we met, because we have a mutual neighbor in our neighborhood that is sort of the neighborhood person that's always out. And I usually stop on my walks, my evening walks, and talk with Frank, our neighbor. Is a really personable person. And eventually over the years, I've mentioned that I do a podcast. I don't usually advertise to the neighbors, but occasionally I do. It doesn't always go well. And I just gave Frank a few tidbits of the kinds of things I talk about. And he said, oh yeah, you should talk to this guy down the street. He also does a radio show. And I said, oh, that's interesting. What does he talk about? He says, well, I think it's the same thing you talk about. But he didn't really know any more than that. And then that was maybe a year or two ago. He mentioned you. And then as I was watching Chris Sky, who I'm a big fan of, and anytime he does something, he puts it on his Telegram group, says, go watch this or go listen to this. I just did this interview. And he linked to your show that you did with him. And just listening to you talk, and I caught your first name, and I remember Frank said your first name, I'm pretty sure. And I put two and two together. You were sort of intimating where you were in Toronto, and I just thought, what are the chances that this is the guy? So
that's funny how it came about. I didn't realize that it was really through the Chris Sky, watching this Chris Sky. I thought maybe you knew the name of the radio station or something.
No, because Frank didn't know anything other than your first name. And that you drove a motorcycle, because Frank drives one too. So that was it. That's the only clue, Frank. And he said you lived around the corner somewhere. I didn't know where. So as I'm walking, I look for radio show hosts, but I didn't see any. So, I didn't see anyone sitting in their window in front of a golden microphone. So,
well, it's not, you can't have a golden microphone when you live in the ghetto, you know, it's,
hey, well, we don't live in the ghetto. We live in a pretty good area here in Toronto area. So at least I like it. So,
well, I always joke with Frank, you know, I'm on the poor side of the street,
you know, we're actually on the good, we're on the good side of the tracks. The other side of the tracks is a good area too. But anyway, we live in Toronto. I think we're doing pretty good here. So, yeah, so then I listened to your show and I really enjoyed your point of view. I like Chris Sky and you like Chris Sky, so we have that in common. And then, of course, I listened to a few more of your shows and I really liked it. So I thought, well, I'll have you on. And then you said, why don't you come on my show? So I was on your show last week, and I believe I was just talking about my border adventure last week as I tried to break into the United States but didn't get too far.
May 11th is the day you're going to be allowed to go.
I know. I heard that. Yeah. I had an idea that might happen, but because of scheduling, I really wanted to go that week, but I just took a chance and lost. And yeah, I heard the latest. I'll believe it when I see it, but maybe there'll be a brief window.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, listen, it's not going to last long. You know, that's the opinion I'm of.
I agree.
We got to get busy while we can.
Yeah, I think this is just a constrict and release point of view or plan. And one of the things I like about Chris Sky is he actually lays it out quite well, unlike anyone else I've ever heard in public. He really lets us know what this whole thing is about. And he puts it together in a really concise and easy to digest view. And I think most people think he's a whack job just by his appearance and his sort of un-Canadian delivery. I don't know if you think the same way that he sort of.
Yeah, no. He definitely has a more of American attack style to him. He's bold, he's brash, but he comes from a place of real confidence, and he is not a dummy. You know, that is for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really support him for mayor of Toronto. And I think it could have a worldwide effect if we get a guy like Chris Sky in Toronto mayorship.
I hope so. I really do. Because even, like, I don't think the mayor has a whole lot of power. And I think it's not a great job for him to do, because it's just such a committee-based, long hours, boring meetings. I don't think he can really change that. I'm sure he'd like to be a dictator, like many people who has big changes. And anything you want to do just gets ground down by the system. But
I think it's the global stage, though. That's where the power is.
Exactly. I think he'll be able to say a lot of stuff and automatically get an audience, whether they want to hear from him or not, I think. But
yeah, just like Trump, you know, you can't ignore him. It's just, whether you like him or not, you can't ignore him. And I think Chris Sky has that same sort of characteristic to his personality.
Definitely. And it'll be really interesting to see if he can really break out of the system and make any kind of changes. I'm not confident, because the system isn't really set up to be able to have major changes made, just because of the way it's set up. And I think we all really experienced that with Trump to a great extent.
You can only get so much done in a term, essentially, right? Because you're right, the system is made up of such complexities that, you know, it's you can only, you know, three or four things probably in a 4-year term you can really accomplish.
Yeah, if you can at all, because you need to get other people to cooperate with you. So if everyone decides they're not going to cooperate and just run interference against you, you're not going to get a lot done. I think Trump knew he was in for that. I figured he would be in for that, and that's what he got. And just constant annoying attacks and non-issues and fake, Russia collusion thing. And it's just amazing how the powers that be can just change the narrative so you're always on the defense.
You know, I think things had to be this way, though, Tim, because, yeah. With Trump actually winning 2020, and we know he did, but he's, you know, not in the public eye in the office. People have different opinions on that. I'll let that rest. But because he's not there, think of all the more things that have been exposed, where if he was there, they probably would not have been. And, you know, he's let people hang themselves, essentially. The noose is around their neck. They've been found guilty. It's just a matter of time.
Okay, you and I talked for about an hour the other day before the show, just to get to know each other. And we have quite a bit in common. And I said to you, how long have you been, quote unquote, awake? And you said about 30 years, which is way longer than me. Did you want to tell everyone how you woke up and what made you stay? Well, I guess you can't go back to sleep after you wake up anyway. We all know that.
No, you can't. Well, you know what? Like everyone, there's been multiple stages of going through. So without giving, you know, my life testimony, which would bore most of you, But there's been some significant things that happened before I was about 21. I'll just leave it at that. And when I was about 21, there was a truth teller. Many of you in the audience will know him. His name is William Cooper, goes by Bill Cooper, wrote the book, Behold a Pale Horse. He was a Q level 17 intelligence officer, and he was in the naval intelligence. Then he ended up working with the CIA and all kinds of things. And he saw so much stuff that he just could not contain himself anymore. And he had to become a whistleblower. To make a long story short, you could find lots of clips of him still on YouTube, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
And it's worth watching, Bill Cooper. So to make a long story short, when he first became a whistleblower, he thought that one of the greatest protections on his life would be to make VHS tapes. At the time, he made as many as he could. And with the about $20,000 that he said he had to do it, he mailed them out randomly around the world. And my house received one of those. That is a true story. It's a 4-hour tape. I had all my friends over, had watch parties, was rotating people in. I saw that tape probably 30 times, you know, and,
I was in Canada. He sent it up to Canada.
It was. Yeah.
Wow. Who knew he had the right postage?
He took random postages.
Nice.
That's what he said. He just picked them randomly. And so one of them came to me, and I was already, you know, very concerned about government and things like that, even at that age. And then when I saw this tape and what was concealed on it, and, you know, talking about all the government conspiracies and with this proof of the CIA assassinating JFK and who did it and, you know, how it unraveled, you know, all those things that he brought out, evidences that you never saw in the media because they were confiscated tapes that he was able to get out. He talked about Area 51. So my eyes really popped open at that point. And you can't unsee the world after your eyes are opened. And obviously, you know, coming into 2020, that was another big leap ahead, you might say. And, you know, I started to learn some more about the esoteric world that is out there as well, and how dominant it is and how it operates. And, you know, that's what I talk about essentially on the podcast, Tim, is I talk God and politics, because it is my belief that the spirit world, where everything is created, and if you're not a believer in God, that's okay. I can prove it to you in about 3 seconds. Everything is created in the spirit before it happens here on earth. And what is spirit and what is physical? Well, physical is something you can touch. You can touch your microphone right now. It's physical. But what is a thought? Is a thought physical or is it spiritual? You can't touch a thought. Thoughts are spiritual. So, you know, even if you're not a faith-based person, you can understand that there is some kind of a spirit thing happening. And, you know, so the things in the spirit and the political really run parallel along each other. Things happen first in the spirit and then they happen in the political, but they're always running side by side. And if you want to get ahead of it, you got to look into the spiritual side of the war. You have to understand how, you know, a lot of these politicians, and I don't know how deep you've gone with your audience on who these people actually are, who they're allegiant to, but they're playing by a certain set of rules, and they have certain ideologies. And the more you can understand those, the more you can understand where things are going and why they are happening that way.
Yeah, I just brought up a Bill Cooper page that I've been following for a while, and I'll put it in the show notes. It'll be note number 2. This guy here on YouTube is constantly bringing up old tapes of Bill Cooper. And I've listened to a ton of Bill Cooper, and even 30-year-old stuff really stands the test of time.
Well, and it's happening today, what he said 30 years ago.
Yes, it is. It really is. And did he ever do a show on vaccines? Because, you know, a lot of the people in the 90s were talking about just vaccines as a method of control. And it, to me, it seemed too far out there to believe.
You know what? I don't remember Bill Cooper doing one on vaccines, although he talked about control and all the methods that they use to push this. But I do remember one clip that was extremely interesting. And it was Jesse Ventura, you know, the former pro wrestler, governor of Minnesota. He had a TV show called Conspiracy Theory. And there was this one particular episode where this lady who
I got it on FakoTube. I just watched it. Rima LeBeau.
Yes.
Yeah, I put it on FakoTube. FakoTube's my video platform. And she was on with Alex Jones. And even though there's a few things I don't agree with overall, what she said is happening. And I thought it was out there when I watched it. I watched all the Jesse Ventura conspiracy shows. That's kind of what kicked me off into my awakening.
Yeah, they were good shows.
Yeah.
But then if you want to go really deep, Tim, is that person, what did you say her name was again?
Rima LeBeau. She's active now. She was on
his
show here.
I have an ongoing question, Alex, that any reasonable person.
So there she is there. She's still going full blast.
Now, you have to wonder who these people actually are.
I agree.
Well, you are the fakeologist, so everything is fake, right? So I'm talking to the right crowd.
You got that right. Everyone has an agenda. Everyone is controlled to an extent. Guardrailers. They give you a lot of gold, and then they spin you into La La Land at the end and make you look crazy. So Alex is good at that. I don't know about this one. She says a few things that are a little out there for me, but overall the message is good.
So, but here's the thing. There's a lot of people with good messages, but I'll just contribute to the fakeologist theology.
Good. I love it. Why not?
And, you know, when you look at the esoteric means occultic. Occultic means hidden, a hidden agenda, hidden knowledge.
Yeah.
Essentially, that's it for anyone who wasn't familiar with those terms.
That's good.
So one of the rules that they have to play by spiritually is they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it.
Why do they have to do that?
Well, they're spiritual laws. So if you don't mind me just sharing briefly, biblically, Jesus is the word of God. God is the creator of the universe. There's no one above them. Satan was kicked out of heaven and he's been rebelling and he has been given dominion over the world because the world is a sinful world. Okay. Now you can ask me why God allows that. I can explain that as well. That's really easy. But in essence, Satan has to get permission from God to do things, and God gives permission. There's a specific story in the Bible of the person of Job, and Job's whole life was taken apart. You know, his family was killed. He was the worst things that you could think of happened to this man. And he was given permission by God to test him in those ways. Now, you might think that's cruel or whatever. If you understood the story, it was actually out of compassion from God that he allowed this. But what happens is if someone has an opening in their life, like if you went and, you know, stole from a store, okay, and then Satan can say, well, hey, listen, Tim's a thief, and so let me throw this at him. And God says, that's fair. You opened up that door. So what happens is they have to put things out in advance, because if you do nothing to stop it, you're actually giving permission for it to happen. So it actually helps fulfill one of their spiritual laws to bring in this stuff.
Right. So silence is consent.
It is.
And that's how the law works in a lot of ways.
It is.
And that's how commerce works. They make an offer. If you say nothing, that means you accept the offer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, your internet companies and your cable companies and that do this to you all the time, right? You know.
Well, that one time Rogers did in Canada, yeah, everyone went nuts saying, if you don't say anything, I can't remember what it was, but we're going to do this and you're going to be charged this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Negative option billing, I think they called it. But I have a regular guest called Frank the Salt Guy from Australia, and he's big on contract law. He's also my most religious regular co-host, and actually maybe he'd be a good guest for you. I don't mind any guest I can give to you that you might be interested in. I can put you in contact with.
I appreciate that, Tim. You know what? Truthfully, I don't do many guests anymore. Okay. Oh. I used to do a lot of guests, but lately I've been just
doing your own thing.
Yeah, doing my own thing.
Well, that way you can control the conversation a little bit more. I know that.
Well, I've been doing series, so you know, I have teaching points. I'm doing things purposefully so my audience can understand in a, you know, chronological way what is happening around the world.
Yeah, interesting. And my listeners will have to. I have one page that I just searched right on radio on presearch.com. I don't use Google for the most part. So presearch.com, I typed in right on radio and I found a page. But do you have a central page that has all your stuff?
Rightonradio.podbean.com.
Oh, okay. I think that's what I was on. Let me see. So it's right here. So this is where all your stuff is.
Yeah. So that's audio only. And, you know, I'm on about 20 different platforms, but this is my main one right here. And, you know, if someone prefers video, and sometimes video is it has an advantage because you can see evidence and things like that. You know, you can just search for Right on Radio on Rumble as well.
Okay.
I'm off YouTube, but I'm not even going to go back. I'm done. 13 times was the number for me.
Yeah, I think that's just a badge of honor now. And it's sort of a mute point when people go on and on about how they got kicked off YouTube and spend an hour talking about it as if it matters and as if they need a reason. It's their platform. They do what they want. That's why I started my own video platform, fakotube.com, because I think all the platforms that give you a service are beholden to their advertisers. So the only way you can get away from it is not use them and do what I know you are user supported as well. You have a pretty large user base. And just use your own software to put your own stuff up there. So I do that for my audio. I'm self-hosted, and same with the video as well. And we did talk, and I said I would provide the guy that did the scripts, software scripts for my video.
Yeah. Well, we could have a technical talk another time. That would bore your audience, I think.
Well, we do technical talks too. But the point is, though, you need to control your own destiny by controlling your own web space, which is the whole spirit of the internet. That's how it started in the first place. And all these services just popped up to make it really easy, and they suck you in. And then once you're there, they turn the screws on you if they don't like what you're doing.
Well, YouTube certainly has, and Facebook has, you know, the main ones, but you know, services like Rumble, I think, you know, they are ad supported, but I also pay for a premium broadcaster account, which I think gives you some freedom.
Okay.
But we'll see, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. You're just paying for your prison cell in that case. But
no, they've never bumped a video of me yet.
And, you know, YouTube was really good for a long time, too. And then they morphed into this advertiser supported service and stopped paying the producers like they did, and then started booting people off that weren't compatible with their advertisers. So it takes time to build up a platform. That's for sure. We all know that.
Well, it does, but you know, the thing about these platforms is they have something that, you know, when you create your own site that you don't normally have is traffic.
Yes. And YouTube is good for giving you traffic by making suggestions and putting your stuff in front of people. I don't know if Rumble does that because I don't go to Rumble and look for things to watch. It's always purpose driven. But
you know what? Rumble has actually picked up enough. That's why I'm not going back to YouTube. Okay. The traffic on Rumble has really increased quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm pleased with it. More people have gone there. More people are fed up and not going to YouTube unless they need to learn how to change a water filter or something like that, you know, because where else do you go but YouTube to get that stuff?
So are you saying that Rumble will serve up your videos to random people so they can find you?
I'm not sure how it works compared to YouTube, but I can tell you that my numbers are growing substantially on there.
Okay.
And I tend to get new subscribers every week, so something's happening.
All right, so you say you're awake. And my biggest awake test was 9/11. That's why I did a broadcast for the first couple of years. For the first few months. I just did a broadcast to see if anyone else figured out what I had figured out. Even though I was 11 years after the fact, I still wanted to know basically if I was making some great discovery. And of course, the whole world, it seemed, had already figured it out. And I was just living my life in the dark. So that's why I put my broadcast out there, to see if I could attract or find others. And I got people instantly telling me how I was right or how I was wrong. So is that similar to you? Did 9/11 were you already waiting for a 9/11 because you had listened to Bill Cooper? And I think he was talking about something big and whatnot before that.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was going to be. But when I saw it happen, I knew what it was. And especially when I saw the buildings come down, I knew instantly. I didn't fall for the narrative for a moment.
Okay. So you didn't believe anything you were told on the television?
Well, listen, for probably the first few years, I did believe that planes hit. And I'm still not 100% sure that planes didn't hit. It wasn't the planes that they said hit. I know that. There's a couple theories, but I'm really of the opinion that no planes hit those buildings.
I'm with you. I stumbled upon a movie called September Clues, and I wanted to see if anyone else at the time, and not too many people talked about September Clues, and actually found that video after another video I watched called The Great American Psy Opera. I don't know if you saw that one.
I have. It's a great title, though.
Yeah, it was a great title with Ace Baker. I saw that first. I came by way of Alex Jones. That's the person. That's the website that presented enough videos to make me wonder what the hell's going on.
And yeah, he has been very effective.
Very effective. He caught me in his web, and he actually was talking with Jesse Ventura a couple times, maybe. And then I started looking up all the stuff that Jesse Ventura was on, because I really liked his personality and I knew of him before. And that's how I just started finding all kinds of other stuff, because of all the places that Jesse Ventura was interviewed on, then I would find that radio host and start listening to all their stuff on 9/11. And that's how I spread out my research, sort of following pathways of people I like to listen to, probably similar to other people.
Yeah, listen, we all have our own path, that's for sure. But so what do you say about people like Alex Jones now that you've been following this stuff full time for a little while?
11 years.
What's your thoughts?
Well, people know my thoughts. I'd rather hear your thoughts. But my thoughts are that almost everyone that's promoted by the media, that exists in the media, that is known by the media, is controlled opposition to some extent. Because that means they're authorized to speak, and they're publicized, they're promoted, they're used. And Alex Jones is one of the best. He's one of the oldest. He came up around the Waco time. And I'm just looking on this Bill Cooper site that is curated by a YouTuber. And here is there's one on Waco here, and there's a bunch of the young Alex Jones on. I don't think Bill Cooper liked him too much. But yeah, I would say that Alex is a really high level gatekeeper. He gives 90% truth and 10% of the stuff. He sends you into La La Land. And the most recent thing that he did that I think was to twist people around and make them doubt themselves is the whole Sandy Hook event, where first he started talking like we do on the Fakeologist platform, that the whole thing was an integrated capstone event. It was just a Homeland Security event. And he started talking about the crisis actors. And then he recanted and said, oh, I was wrong. It was real. And then allegedly he went to a trial, which was more theater, as far as I'm concerned. And he's just basically left everyone who followed in his pathway in the dirt by switching and doing a 180. I think Joe Rogan's done that a couple times too with regards to the moon landing.
Well, there was a lot of money at stake for Alex Jones, apparently.
Yeah, I don't believe any of that. I think he probably was going bankrupt without any of what was happening. And I think this was just they just used that as an excuse to really make him appear to go bankrupt. But I think he wasn't selling.
He wasn't going bankrupt. The guy's worth over $40 million.
Oh, you think so? So you think he was selling a tangy tangerine?
Of course.
Okay.
It's all part of the play. Just like Donald Trump when he went bankrupt. Did you happen to notice that was right at the time when he was getting divorced?
I honestly, I didn't really keep track of it.
He was getting divorced. He's broke. Divorce settlement's done. He's a billionaire again.
Yeah.
Amazing how that happens.
Right. What's your take on Alex and how long have you been following him?
I don't follow him very much. I've known of him for a long time. I can't say I watch a lot of his videos. You know, I get some of them.
Right.
I think he's intelligence.
Okay.
And just like I said before, they have to tell you what they're going to do. And sometimes they disguise it in that format.
Right. So he's always telling us what's going to happen, isn't he? He has been this whole, so that's him giving us the preconditioning.
Yeah. And controlled opposition.
Okay. Wow.
And a lot of it. So you have to understand with the right and left dichotomy that they play with us. So
yeah.
For instance, the left gets away with everything. Like you see it. Antifa doesn't get charged. A guy goes to J6, they get charged, right? Like you see the abhorrent injustice that's out there and the politicization, they say, of the DOJ or whatever. You have to understand the purpose of why they run those narratives. It's to discourage you. It's to make you feel like you cannot overcome the system. The system is unbeatable. It's part of the PSYOP.
Mm-hmm. How long have you even known of the word PSYOP? Because obviously before I started looking into things in 2012, I'd never even heard of PSYOPs and whatnot.
Well, probably right from that time when I was 21, you know. Because he talked a lot about the psychological operations. And he talked a lot about the spiritual stuff. Now, I wasn't saved at that time, but Bill Cooper probably contributed to me coming to faith.
Now, what about Bill Cooper? Do you think he was controlled?
No.
Controlled up? You think he was the real deal?
I think he was.
So how did he survive all that time, giving out all that truth? Because he was... How long was he doing his broadcast? How long was he sending out tapes?
Well, I think he only sent out the tapes the one time. Then he started doing seminars and stuff like that. But the thing is, if you're only reaching a few hundred people at a time, and how many people, if you do a seminar with 200 people there,
yeah,
or you do a radio show and there's 14,000 people listening to you,
yeah,
How many people do you think are actually going to take action out of that 14,000 people?
A handful.
If that.
At the most, yeah. So you're saying he wasn't a threat in any way?
Until... No, he was a threat. Absolutely. They eventually killed him, right?
Okay, well, that's what we're told.
Okay, fair enough.
So you think he got to be a threat up until, what was it, 2001, November? Well,
yeah, the internet became a thing that year. Like, right. His stuff started to get out there fast.
Yes.
It was the same year that, you know, essentially, you know, the internet launched maybe a year before that, but no one had computers or anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been into computers my whole life, so I don't remember. I know I have a feeling when I first got into the World Wide Web, because I was on BBSs before that, before the graphical Netscape interface, where the Windows graphical interface, it was just text. And that was in the 90s, and I remember the year that somebody said, well, you got to dial this other number if you want to get the web. And I said, well, what's that? No, I was on CompuServe, and I was on all the text-based things, and just all of a sudden, there was this web thing that you could call into and then look at pretty pictures, or pretty pages, rather, on the internet. So, yeah, so 2001 was a big year, you figure, for information distribution. So at that point, they didn't want him talking.
That's my theory. Mm-hmm. I don't know for sure, so I'm not going to claim I know for sure. Mm-hmm.
And then, so then maybe they brought his sort of replacement control, Alex Jones, to prominence, or help pump him up.
Well, I think that someone like Alex Jones has always been part of the plan, and there's more than just Alex Jones. There's a few big names out there. David Icke.
Right.
You know, there's a bunch.
He does stadiums. You have to be authorized to do that, don't you?
Yeah. You have to understand how it works in the spirit, in my opinion, to have the full picture. And not that I have the full picture. I'm not claiming to be someone who knows everything, but I see stuff that other people don't see because of my vantage point.
Yeah. Well, that's what I try to do with my website is I bring in all kinds of different voices and all kinds of viewpoints. It's less about my viewpoint, whereas I bring in other viewpoints, religious, non-religious, and I try and make a mosaic. So I'll take what you've got, your expertise, and put it in my quilt, as it were, and try and mesh it with my other beliefs and see how many commonalities we have to try and fill in the blanks. That's what my show and my website's all about.
Well, that's a respectable point of view.
So I've heard of your point of view from other sources before, but I'm glad to hear anything and everything you've got that can really explain from another point of view why we see what we do every day, why the people that say they're telling truth let us down at the end. And the spiritual angle is very interesting.
Well, let me give your audience some meat here, just to give you a sense of where I'm coming from when I talk about, you know, the political and the spiritual working alongside. And I'll just give a real brief history lesson, if you don't mind.
No, go. So,
you know, way back in the 3rd century, there's this dude named Constantine, right? You know, the Caesar, and you know, he believes he's led and God. The whole, I don't need to tell the whole story, but essentially he's the one who blended the politics and the Vatican together.
Okay.
So God and politics came together in the 3rd century, and they have been ever since.
Okay.
You know, a lot of the time you'll hear there's a separation of church and state. No, there's not. It's a separation of the Christian church and the state. That's the difference.
Right. I've heard the Vatican rules the world.
Yeah, yeah, and
I mean, Washington is on Mary's land, and the Virgin's across the river, and Washington is Rome, Maryland.
Well, it's I have a similar viewpoint. Perhaps we're saying the same thing, but I don't want to get distracted too much because I want to give this a little bit of a history lesson.
Okay, go ahead.
So, you know, that continued, and there's lots of different things that happened during the Reformation, the 1500s and everything else, but let's just jump up to the 1800s. There's this Russian socialite named Helena Blavatsky.
Right. I've heard of her. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was all over the world. She was in India. She was in New York multiple times, in Britain. You know, she went around and she started putting all these things together, and she became a published author, very in demand speaker, an occultist, essentially. And she adopted the name Theosophy. And Theosophy is essentially, they worship Lucifer just like the Masons do, but they hide it behind a whole bunch of stuff. So that's what we call New Age right now, Theosophy. Okay, that's one of the, so New Age is actually Ancient Age. I just want to let you know that.
Okay.
So then she first did this Lucifer Publishing. It went out of business and everything else, but it's her successor named Alice Bailey who started Lucifer Publishing, which became Lucius Trust. Okay. Now this is in the 1930s. Lucius Trust actually still has their office inside of the United Nations.
Wow.
Lucius Trust is the religion, or Theosophy is the forward facing religion of the United Nations.
Wow.
Now I'm just going to read something to you, and maybe I'll just, you just comment after each point.
Okay.
So Alice Bailey in the 1930s wrote a 10-point plan. Okay, so I'm just going to go through the 10 points with you.
Okay.
Point number one, take God and prayer out of the education system.
Okay.
You got check mark done, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, reduce parental authority over the children.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like the Communist Manifesto.
Destroy the Judeo-Christian family structure or the traditional family, Christian family structure.
Okay.
Number four, if sex is free, then make abortion legal and make it easy.
Okay. Check.
From the 1930s. Make divorce easy and legal, free people from the concept of marriage for life.
Okay.
How rare was divorce before the 50s?
I would say
extremely rare.
Quite rare.
You'd be shunned by society, essentially, you know.
Right, it'd look bad.
Number six, make homosexuality an alternative lifestyle. Number seven, debase art and make it run mad. Now, art, I think, would be defined as media in general. Done, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Number eight, use media to promote and change mindsets.
Mm-hmm. Propaganda.
Number nine, create an interfaith movement.
Right, Chrislam.
Yeah, I think it goes. It has many names right now, but they're all coming back. Well,
now it's
all roads lead to Rome. I'll just tell you that.
Now it's COVIDianism.
Yeah, that's right.
I think so.
Number 10, Number 10.
Yeah, number 10.
Get governments to make all these law and get the church to endorse these changes.
Right. Well, the Pope was pushing the vaccine.
They've done it all.
Yeah. That sounds like the Communist Manifesto. Or very close to it.
They have certain playbooks they use. Mm-hmm. But this is, I point this out because the United Nations is very prominent in our world right now. And they are going to be key in bringing together, you know, so eventually you know that there is going to be a one world government. Or I know there's going to be a one world government eventually.
Well, there, I think the easier way to look at it is there is global governance. In other words, they make the laws that are, have to be endorsed and or passed by each respective government.
Yeah, no, listen, there's puppet masters, but right now, most people in this world think that you have your own government.
Right, but they're seeing now through the wonders of the internet, if they choose to use the internet for what it's for, that all the laws around the world are being or have been synchronized and continue to be synchronized. So if there's a law in Ireland being passed now about what you can say about certain groups, then the same law is most likely being passed or has passed in Canada. And that is all to align the governments with global governance, the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, as written out by the United Nations. So we already have global governance. I don't know if I was talking to you. We already have the New World Order. Was it you that I was talking about that?
Well, yeah, and we both agree with that, but most of the world doesn't agree with it. What I'm talking about, Tim, is there's going to be a time when the whole world knows that there is one world government.
Okay.
And essentially that's their agenda 2030, right? In order for them to make that happen, they have to have a one world faith.
And the number one faith right now is the belief in the virus. And the religious garments, as my friend Tim Osmond points out, is the mask. And the holy water is the vaccine. They really...
Well, it was. I don't think it is anymore.
It
certainly was, you know, a year ago, mm-hmm. but it's not anymore. Most people who have even taken the boosters, they bought into everything. They're saying, no way I would get another one now.
Right.
I don't think they can force masks on again. Less of the population will fall for that.
So now they've transitioned or wanted to dovetail the climate religion on top of that and use all those sanitary laws that work so well over the last couple hundred years to dovetail the climate crisis, as they call it, to control people's movements and everything they do.
Well, it's a multifaceted approach. They've got more than one operation to reach every single person in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So for, you know, you living in Canada, you're going to get hit with the climate stuff. You're going to get hit with the LGBTQ stuff. You're going to get hit with all these different things. And so it becomes overpowering, because if you think you can overcome this one, but you can't overcome that one. And this is part of how they're going to achieve their goals.
Do you think Canada, like we both live in Canada, do you think Canada's going to be as our dear leader wants, the first post-nation state? Is that what they mean or what you mean by we give up our country and become just this ward of the world state?
I think it'll happen around the world quickly when it happens.
Mm-hmm. But do you think Canada will be first? Because we always have, our leader says we don't have an identity. There's no Canadian identity. That was
I thought Canada was too far gone already, and then the truckers surprised me. So I didn't think Canada had the resiliency, but Canada does.
Yeah.
look, I don't know. There's a very good chance that, you know, all these people will fall and we'll have a couple good years. Mm-hmm. I'd say there's a very good chance of that happening. But we don't know. There's going to be some point that we're getting very close to that tipping point right now where it's going to go one way or the other. Mm-hmm. We have to worry about nuclear war and stuff like that because those things are real, you know.
Not in my world.
Well, I believe that it's real.
Okay.
But that's just, listen, we're not going to agree on everything.
Well, that's a belief system too.
Well, yeah, but you know, you can look at the atomic theory. You can look at how these bombs are made and stuff like that. It's, you know.
One of my top videos on FakoTube is called Nuke Lies. I really invite you to watch that.
Oh, I will. That'd be interesting to me.
I put that on the very top of my platform. That's the only way I can suggest videos. My platform, I kind of highlight my favorite videos. And one of them is September Clues, and the other is Nuke Lies, where he really shows how we're just looking at Hollyweird. And I actually have an interview in the can that I forgot about, and I meant to render, where I talked to someone who was at Bikini Atoll for the so-called nuclear testing. And what he described is just TNT, as far as I'm concerned. And it was very interesting.
So I have some knowledge on how hydrogen works. Okay. You know, hydrogen is probably the most powerful molecule we have, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can run a car off of water. You can run your house off of water. It's just extracting the hydrogen out of it. And hydrogen is 1,000 times, a hydrogen bomb is 1,000 times more powerful than an atomic bomb. Mm-hmm. You know, so I believe these things are real.
Okay. Well, one of the first things that I realized, that fear is the greatest motivator of people to do things they don't want to do.
And that's why they use it in their psychological operations all the time.
Of course. So when I was relieved to know that 9/11 was just a movie, by watching September Clues, which is my other highlighted movie that I hope you can watch on FakoTube, because it was deleted a million times off YouTube, but it's doing very well here on FakoTube. And it's a whole series. It's the one main movie, plus about 19 or so ancillary shorts that go around and addend to it. But after I figured out that the main weapon they have is just fooling people and scaring them, and that's the same as doing it, so why not just fake it? And that's why I got my name. That same thing. I looked around and I said, what else scares the hell out of me? And because I live near a nuclear power plant and I was always afraid of nuclear, I always wondered, well, why has that story gone away since the 60s and they don't really push it anymore? Occasionally they bring up a little bit. And I thought, what are the chances that that's another fake story? And when I looked into that over the next couple of years, I thought, wow, I think the whole idea of nuclear science is just a phony story. Write down a nuclear power, write down a nuclear bomb. So, man.
You know what? I'm willing to go there with you. I think that there's some truth to what you're saying as well. But do I have all the answers? I don't, you know, and I never pretend to be one who does.
I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't be swimming in the heavy water every summer at our local beach if I thought that the heads of the fish coming out of the hot water runoff of that plant were radioactive. But like I said, I'm not afraid anymore because I think even nuclear power plants are giant electric dumps. I don't think they make anything. I think the whole rods, and you talk about esoterics, the heavy rods and just the whole process. I think it's just all mystic, occult, ritualistic BS.
It's a magic trick.
Exactly. There's nothing going on. And electricity may as well be magic if you think about it. Because if you look up at a hydro wire, you can't tell which, well, the current is supposedly alternating. So you don't know if more is going in or more is going out. So there's no way you could tell if a nuclear power plant was making or taking. So,
and you know, there isn't a real explanation for electricity.
Well, there is. There's the electron story, but again, those are
things. We know it's real, but they really haven't figured it out. They just know how to control it.
Right. How
to generate it, but they really don't know what it is.
They don't know. Yeah, exactly. So, but whatever it is, we harness it. But the whole theory is just a theory. You can't see it. And anything we can't see can be very much manipulated in our mind. Just think of the stories they're telling about what makes us sick. We can't see a virus. We just have to go with their computer models that it exists, and they say it makes us sick, and we need this medicine to make it all better. And they
prepared you for this with the boogeyman under your bed that you couldn't see when you were a kid.
Right. Well, the same with that nuclear magical dust that they said they sprayed on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And then, of course, they said it'd be 1,000 years, but 25 years later, the city that looks like it's been destroyed by a nuclear bomb is Detroit. If you look at Nagasaki and Hiroshima today, those are absolutely built up magical modern cities. Where's the fallout that they said would be in the ground for 1,000 years? So
right.
They can't even keep their story straight, or they figure, well, that was 20 years ago. Who's going to remember what we said anyway? Nobody's paying attention. So just lies upon lies.
That's right. And if someone does figure it out, the media just comes up with a spin line, and then everyone repeats it. And if everyone repeats it, it must be true.
Exactly. So they are such master liars. I think the whole military budget, besides a couple of missiles that they blow off in the ocean at hundreds of thousands of dollars a time, I think most of it is just for mind control, just to manipulate people's minds. That's where the money goes. Just
And to make people rich.
Well, yeah, there's tons of, yeah, exactly. There's tons of theft on the money level. Well, we've been going about an hour. I usually do about an hour, and I know you do about an hour. So I think we've introduced you to our audience, and you have a pretty good take on fakeology, even though you probably never heard the word before we talked.
No, I didn't. And I think it's a brilliant name.
Oh, I appreciate that. Now, where do you learn all your stuff? Where do you learn all your lessons? Is there someone that taught you that you can now be a teacher in all your podcasts?
Well, I guess it depends on which category, because I do a lot of different topics, and I combine a lot of different knowledges. One of my gifts, Tim, I guess, is I'm able to put pieces together. You know, I have a lot of real world experience in things. When I want to go on to a topic, I actually have a really great team that helps me. I have a great team of diggers, and they also keep me in balance. Cause if I'm wrong on something, they'll say, hold on. You know, you're off the case here, you know? So it's a team effort, and, you know, most people don't want to get their names out there, but, I definitely have a really great support system.
Oh, okay. So is that your audience? Some podcasters call their audience producers. So is it your audience that feeds you the info and then you work with them?
Well, I would call them more on the team than in the audience. There's some people who just listen, but I have particular people that are good at researching particular things. And they're really good at it, like better than I could ever be. And, you know, I don't reach out to them on everything, of course, but certain things, like, for instance, this series I just did on called Mass Deception, I had them help me on it because I wanted to make sure I was going the right way with it, right? And, so, you know, different people have different specialties. Some people have real-world experience. I have people who have, you know, been in the military, or they're married in the military, and you know, there's different angles and you can get different real world perspective.
And where do we find the series? How do you find it just on this Podbean platform here? Where would we see the series organized?
Well, so on YouTube, I had playlists. Oh, okay. But you don't have that on these platforms. But so, for instance, I'll just give you the breakdown of the show. You know, I broadcast 3 to 5 times a week, essentially. And Tuesdays and Thursdays are kind of like, I'll just say loosely, intel shows. And then I'll do a Sunday Bible study. So, you know, if you go back every 3 or 4 shows, you'll see in the title, like right now, the one that you had on top there, it says Poker Face Part 5, right? You go down, you'll see Poker Face Part 4 and things like that. And before that, Mass Deception. And you should watch them in order if you're going to watch them. But these two series are more to do with the deception that's happening in the church right now. Okay. So not as much political.
What church is that? The Christian church or the Catholic church or?
No, it's the people who are believers in God who are being deceived and actually helping to create a new world religion, which will set up the new world government.
Okay. Very interesting. Well,
And then you'll see just the odd one, Jeff Shepherd Live. That's just me doing Podbean Lives, like when you were on with me, Tim. And those are when I'm probably just most free and unscripted.
So you're just reading the news and...
You know what? I just, I pray and then talk. But I usually it's where my personality will really come out, and I'll tell you what I really think about certain things and certain people.
Nice. Well, I better be careful. Don't. It says here, hosted by Jeff and Jesse. Is Jesse somebody else?
I didn't know that was still on there. Okay. I changed that. But okay, no, I have to change that. So she was a co-host. Okay. But she's been gone for well over a year now.
All right. Well, it says 2019 on the copyright on the bottom here. So maybe you got to fix that up there.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right. Well, I'm here to serve.
Tim, I appreciate you letting me come on. And it's a real honor to be here with your audience as well.
Yeah. It's amazing that we're neighbors and there's another truther talker within the vicinity. I always thought that Canada was sort of a lost cause compared to the rest of the world when it came to people that want to learn about the truth.
Now, actually, I've got a whole bunch of people that are, you know, within reasonable distance of us that are very much awake and very much fighting.
Well, that's good because Canada's down my list of people that come to my website. I've got the US, the UK, Australia, and then Canada's often distant fourth. So I don't know if your audience is.
I was similar specs. Quite honestly, I think Canada just got a pretty big boost for me because of Chris Sky coming on the program.
Right. Yeah, that's good. Well, I'll let you do the interviewing of Chris Sky because he's a tough guy to nail down. So I'll continue.
Just call him. He'll come on your show.
No, I know I have talked to him before. I think myself and my Uncle Vigilante co-host that I had a couple years ago, I think we had him on for a bit. I can't remember. I'd have to look it up, but yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I will.
He gives out his number publicly now, right?
Oh, I know. I've called it before. I've texted him. I don't want to bother the guy, but I've texted him before and he does answer back. It's I don't know how he does it. He's a freak of nature when it comes to energy. That's for sure. I don't have that kind of energy.
He is very energetic.
Yeah, he's amazing. All right. Well, we'll keep in touch, Jeff. It was really good to talk to you. And
pleasure was mine, Tim. Thanks for having me on.
Talk again. All right.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. There goes Jeff Shepherd of Right On Radio. He's got a great tag, this thing.
Who's right?
Who's right?
He's right.
Right on radio.
Right on radio.
Now, I used to have a radio producer type Velocet back in the day when he was talking to me. He could probably make a zinger like that for me. But if there's anyone else in the audience, I know there are other people that send me bumpers. If there's anyone else out there who wants to make a tag like that for the Fakeologist show, I'll use it. I'm wide open. So if there's any producers out there that want to contribute value for my Fakeologist broadcast, let me know. Let me look into the FakeoTube chat. We've got a few people here. I was going to end the show, but I figure I'll just riff for a little bit and say hi to everybody. Okay, we got Jacquois says, yo, Skate and Destroy. Hello, Jeff and Jacquois. Skate and Destroy, I was just telling my friend about this stuff. He's finally starting to understand that Luciferians run the world. Luciferans. Tunax, good evening, Ab. Hello. Hello, Tunax. And Not Shocked is here. Hello. And Not Shocked says the one world religion is here. It's scientism. Very good. Very good. As I said earlier at the beginning of the broadcast, the Discord server was blown away, but it's back. And the best way to get a hold of the Discord server, it's always the same, fake11.com/Discord. As a matter of fact, I have all kinds of short codes. Short code? A short code is a fake11.com code. So if you go fake11.com, and right up at the top here of the blog, you see fake11 short codes. Click on it. Now, I have most of the short codes here, but not all of them. So for instance, it's fake11.com. We've got 11, Anna, audio, boobs. I don't remember what boobs is. What is boobs? If I click boobs, I forget that one. That is, oh yeah, the guy with the fake boobs in Oakville. You know, the guy that dressed up as a woman. So I forgot about that one. So that's fake11.com/boobs. So that's, yeah, I know, it's funny. So there's this short. So that was that short. We got the clips. Well, these are my clips for the vaccine. This is kind of funny as well. Let me play this. These are Agnes von der Planets. This guy was great.
Well, the way I usually wake people up about that is I say, you've got about 68 inert things in it and five main compounds that go along with the so-called disease. It's either grown, most often it's grown on eggs. So they let the eggs rot and they contaminate them with this, you know,
that's
with
why I'm tissue, allergic to eggs now.
Diseased tissue of that animal. And then, of course, the bacteria and everything is supposed to grow in the solution. And they put a tiny amount of that, I mean, a fraction amount of that into the vaccine. But what else is in there? They say inert material. What is that inert material? If it's 63 chemicals, what is it? They can't be helpful. No chemical is helpful in the body. And then the main ingredients are liquid mercury, liquid aluminum, formaldehyde, ether, and detergent. Now, if I put that into a blender with some rotten eggs and some diseased animal tissue and offered it to you to drink, would you drink it? Mm-hmm. When no. I tell people that, they step back and say, oh, gosh, no, I wouldn't drink that.
We've got the Discord back up, fake11.com/Discord. We're on the 9th server. I kind of lost track. I think it might be the 9th server. So thank you very much to Wild Times for getting it back up in about 5 minutes. Let's see here. I think I got a guy named James who is going to voice verify, at which point I can talk to him. So. Let's see if he wants to talk. Click test your voice. So if you guys want to join the Discord server, you can. We also have Telegram, fake11.com/telegram. And let's see if we got James here. Let's see.
Yeah.
Hey, is this Jamie?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Good. We're you're live on the air right now.
Oh, is this live? Oh, no. I wasn't ready for that, man. I just wanted to say holler at you, man. So
holler. Yeah. Well, I do a show between 8 and about 9. I'm still going because I just finished talking to Right On Radio. And okay. I just thought, okay, I see you lurking in the Discord. Where are you from? Do I know you?
I was talked a few times. I mean, it was like probably 2 years, 3 years ago now. It's funny. I was just actually trying to find out when the last time I was on. I think I was on 654. I was talking to Jerison Rillo's.
Oh, nice.
I'm in Occupied Commie 4 now.
Oh, you're in Commie 4 territory. Oh, right. Yeah, I kind of remember you now. You're in California.
Yeah, we spoke for a little bit, man. Yeah.
We're already up to episode almost 1300. So that was.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Like I said, it was years ago now. This was just when the coffee, the COVID was happening.
Oh, right. Right. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. Jairus isn't even Jairus anymore. He changed his name to Benoit.
Okay. Been around. Okay. Yeah. I try to keep up, man, but I can't stay on this fake computer screen, dude. I try to just, look at the real world. So
you're smart.
Every now and then, yeah, I dip in every now and then.
I just maintain the fake world. So when you come back,
I got to socialize, with all these people that I work with in real life. Right. So I got to pretend that they care about sports and all that bullshit, so.
I know. Is that hard to fake that?
Yeah, it was for a while, but now I'm DID, right? I just have like split personalities now, and I just, I'm in a completely different person when I'm at work, when I'm at home, it's weird. It's weird how the mind works, man. It's all games in the brain, as far as I can tell, so.
You come back to Fakeology for some sanity, I guess?
Yeah, man. I mean, this is the real me right now, man. I'm just chilling, so it's all good.
That's good. So,
what were you guys? What's going on today? So,
well, you got back into the Discord. The Discord server went down.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
and let that be a reminder to everyone that to remember our Discord address. Just go to fake11.com/discord and bookmark that, and that will always take you to the Discord. So if you get kicked out, then just click that link, and that link should be updated within a day, and then you'll get back in. That's how we do it. We have Wild Times, the administrator. He gets it back up. He got it back up in 10 minutes. So,
is there anything that you could do like with FakoTube or kind of thing? Like we could just like all just kind of, you own it. It's your thing, and we just like connect you there.
Well, Velocet was trying to do something like that. The problem is people like the programs that they like. I know that sounds stupid, but for instance, we have people that love Telegram. Now, I like Telegram too, because there are lots and lots of different groups on Telegram. So if they're on Telegram, they want to stay on Telegram. So fakeologists better have a group on Telegram, because they're not going to go to another app or another website to interact. And Discord's the same way. The Discordians, right, they love their Discord, so they stay there. The Facebookers, they don't come out of Facebook.
That's just stubborn by nature, right? That tribe mentality, right?
Kind of I think it's just people are lazy and they have their habits. So for me to start my own platform and spend thousands of dollars, and of course we had our friend Tiago who raised money to build his own platform. And I said, well, okay, I'm not going to donate, but if you think people want that and you want to do it, go for it. But it's just not going to gather enough momentum to work. You're going to have your little tiny echo chamber. You might get 20, 30 people in there, but eventually they just hang out where everyone else is. That's just the way people work. So again, if they're on Telegram, they're going to stay to Telegram. If they're on Discord, they'll stay on Discord.
Yeah, so I was listening to one of your shows, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, when you were trying to come into the States, right? And you said you had 100,000 views or 10,000 views or what was it? You had like some crazy number of views.
Oh,
on
Oh, yeah. Well, let's go to fake11.com/denied. That's the fast. Uh-oh. That's the keyword, fake11.com/denied. So this is where I keep track of that situation. So I haven't updated this little post in a while. But as of April 29th, I had 200,000 views on my TikTok.
Wow.
Now, here's the TikTok. Where is the TikTok? Is this it? One of these is a TikTok. This is a picture of the TikTok. This is another picture of the TikTok. Oh, here it is. I have to click the link. So let's go to the TikTok-y.
April 23rd.
Where's the view count? Let's see here. I can't see the view count here. Let me click on my profile here if I can. Well, it's got 4,000 likes, 1,887 comments, and it also has 207,000 views. That's pretty good.
Wow, that's really good. Yeah.
And that was just me putting a couple pictures up and saying a few words in my normal boring tone. And that was enough with a couple of good hashtags to get a huge reaction. And I really just wanted to see if I'm the only one that got turned away. And apparently I am not the only one that got turned away. Thousands of people were getting turned away.
Yeah, because you're too honest. That was your problem.
There. Yeah, that's a problem. I'm intimidated by guys with guns. What can I say? It's not fair.
Sheesh. Yeah, it is not fair when they have the guns and you don't. I understand for sure, man. That's what it comes down to, right? At the end of the game. So that's what we're all going to be facing.
But lots of people were turned around. I wasn't the only one. Lots of people were. But apparently May 11th, it's coming off. And I got to...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go.
Go ahead.
No, go.
No, say you don't sneak. Gray America, right? Yes.
I've heard of it. I haven't listened to it lately. I can only do so much, but do you recommend it?
Sure. I mean, I like it. I mean, I don't trust anyone, right? So, I mean, whatever. But, I mean, it's entertaining when I'm at work.
What do they talk about?
Everything. All conspiracies, basically. But they don't just go hard enough. They just kind of stop it right there a little bit. Just like Mr. What do they call him? Songkeeper, Mr. Jew Liar, if you know what we're talking about. So, you know, they're like the kind of final gatekeepers of the internet is kind of how I feel about them all, you know.
I'm just looking at their latest shows and there's nothing that I'm interested in.
Yeah. No, they got to listen to they have like two podcasts now. They have the outlawed version, quote unquote, and then they have like just the regular version. The outlawed version is a lot better. It goes a lot deeper.
Where's the outlawed version? Oh, here it is. Click on outlawed.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously you got to pay for that.
Oh, you got to pay for that?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
The hell with that.
Well, you got to pay for the second, you know, they got that second half, like a higher site chats kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm not into that. I'm into value for value. I'll put a link. Sure. I'll put a link to the show. Let's see if I can copy the link here. Why can't I copy it? What the hell? Some of these don't allow me to copy. I'll put a link to it, but no, I know that the No Agenda show talks about it. I don't, so.
Yeah. And my opinion was that they're Canadians, and, you know, Darren comes over all the time, and he's pro-gun, pro-right, and you know, he just bullshits his way through, so that was my only point.
A link to what?
We got talking there. We got another...
Yeah, this is
Hi Wild Times. I thought I heard somebody else. Hi Wild Times. We're on the live show right now, so welcome back.
No, what are you looking for? A link to what?
No, I was just trying to call. I have a little right click plugin that grabs the title and the web page, but it doesn't work on some pages. It's blocked. Isn't that stupid?
No, understood. But what for? What length? What page?
Oh, the GrimericaOutlawed.ca. I was just going to put a link to it in the show notes. I'll have to put it without the title. That's all I was trying to do.
Oh, curious.
Yeah, the No Agenda show talks about Grimerica, but
yeah, I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to promote them at all. Not at all. I'm not.
No, I don't mind at all. Ways, man. I don't mind.
I mean, if you know Ab, he's the one dude on the internet who allows all content.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
James, say hi to Wild Times, the Discord.
Wild Times. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Very good, sir. Just chilling.
Yeah, me too.
We've got the Discord up and at them. It's ready for business again.
We got almost 10 members in here, it looks like.
Yeah, it'll take time to grow back if that's the whole thing. We got Rachel.
Yeah, so that's 10 online, and there's 17 people offline already.
Okay, right. I'm only seeing 5. Okay.
Well, you're in the test your voice part. That's why.
Gotcha. Okay.
If we were in another forum, you could see the whole thing.
Yeah. If you go to like tap on free for all and then swipe twice towards the left, you'll see the rest of them. But the average user, like once you get out of this, you won't see test your voice anymore because you are voice verified.
Right on, man. Cool. I'm not a G-man at all, man. I'm just a working slug with all the rest of these slims. So.
Well, Jamie, make sure, even though people are tired of me saying it, but I like saying it anyway. Join the Telegram group, fake11.com/epic3, and we want to give you money. So this will be the only show that actually pays you to listen with Epic Coin.
So this is what I'm hearing about now, man. So I'm kind of into Bitcoin. I have a lot of Dogecoin, which I cashed out on, and I probably should have cashed out on everything, but it is what it is.
I'm not here to give advice. Maybe you know better than me.
You know, I called the 600 to 6,000 run of Bitcoin.
Yeah. Or
600 to 60,000. Excuse me.
You bought at 600?
Well, no, I called it when it was about to go from 600 to all the way to 60,000. Now, I started harping on my dad when it was at 6,000. I said, it's going to 60. And sure enough.
Yeah. Does that mean you load it up at 6,000 and you're rich now?
My dad likes me even more now.
You know, here's my thing though. We're only 10 years.
You know, people don't invest in tech. Ab, come on.
Yeah, Bitcoin came out in like what, 2013? We're 10 years into this, man.
No,
this is only
more
the beginning
that.
Still.
2008, I think.
Was it that? I just remember reading Satoshi's white paper, and I thought it was all a big scam, and I was in a different mindset at the time. I wish I would have just jumped in on it, but I was trying to.
Do you know what his name translates to?
JP Morgan?
No. No, you know, whatever his name is, Satoshi, you know
Satoshi,
what his name is?
Satoshi, whatever, yeah.
Satoshi Nakatomi?
Yeah, it's like basically when you extrapolate out the Japanese and get it into, you know, context with American English, it's Central Intelligence.
I don't believe in the story at all. I mean, I without question believe this is all government funded, but this is where they wanted us to go from the get go. So sure. I know. I totally believe that for sure. But
well, here's your big chance to get in early on Epic Cash. Why not? Yeah. Why not? Try all it right. out. Just type fake11.com/epic3 and that'll bring you into our giveaway group. And they're a little smarter now. They figured out a better way to give it out, I believe.
Hey, Ab, I'm going to split. I just want to make sure you're good here. We're watching the libertarian debate. It's so stupid.
A libertarian debate on the television?
Well, it's just audio.
Okay.
But people are like, well, who are these guys? Like the guys that are going to lose.
No idea. They're debating tonight. You should be watching hockey. But I guess
Green Party.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to come watch it, I can invite you to the server and get you in the stream. But it's so stupid that, you know, they're talking about we need to eliminate the IRS. And the one guy's like, well, how are we going to fund the government? I'm like, oh, you fucks. You're so stupid. Jesus.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to miss. I'll have to miss that one. But
you know, I'm supposed to. I just want to be there to like at least hang out with the guys that are hanging out there, so we can laugh together. But I just make sure you're good. Talk to you soon.
And by the way, Wild Times, they were looking for you in the Telegram group. They were trying to give you your coins.
You know, when I'm still at the office right now, it's 9:30 here. Hopefully in the next couple of days, I'll have time to sit down, finish all the shit with the Discord, open up a wallet, you know, do all the shit that I have to do, see all my patients, go to the birthday party for my niece.
All right. You sound busy.
You know,
okay.
No, man. It just, all the shit does itself. The only thing I need is another me and I'm set.
All right. Okay. No, wild times four then. Go duplicate yourself.
No worries. I will make a point to the Telegram. I don't think is on this phone. It's on my tablet at home. When I get home, I'll make a point to start, you know, going through the motions, because I heard you do it with LSP today. I was listening to that. So
I posted it so you can, everyone can listen into that. Hopefully they won't be too offended by a solution, a potential solution from the fakeology.
And I pick up quarters and dimes if it's heads up, so I can't turn down money.
Yeah, well, it's free money. Yeah, so set it up.
Exactly.
It's free money. Whether it turns into 5 million, you'll just have to wait.
Well, and I would be rude to turn down the gift from you, so I'll do it.
All right, good. So there you go. There he goes.
Thanks, brother. Talk soon, and Jamie, take care.
Yeah. All right, Wild. Take it easy, brother.
Wild.
All right, later.
Yep.
There goes Wild Times.
Well, shit happened. I don't know, man. Shit, I don't want to be on radio. I suck, man. I don't know what to talk about anything. I mean, you got to drive it, and I know you like to let your people drive it. So I don't. Ugh.
Well, it's okay. Well, you just caught the tail end. I really wanted just to verify you, because I've been yapping for an hour, so I'm gonna close it down anyway, because you were not ready for it, and I just want to say hi and just remind myself of who you were.
And we talked a couple times, man, for sure.
And I'll play the closeout music.
There you go.
This closeout music is always struck down on the Facebook.
No. I dig it, man.
You like that?
Good. I love it. Yeah, I love it, man. It's all good.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're back. Make sure you join up on the Telegram. Make sure you join up.
I'll jump on the Telegram. I'm not on the Telegram at all. Everyone's pushing the Telegrams now. I understand that. I see it from everyone I see now. But yeah, I'll jump on there, man. Give me a couple weeks.
Amazing. All right, and join up on FakeoTube. Join up on. Well, that's about it. That'll get you going. That'll get you going there.
Let me get back in this fucking crazy aisle mess that we're in, dude. All right.
Well, you're verified, so you can see the whole Discord now. So enjoy.
All right, thank you, man.
Take care, Jamie. Take care.
You too, brother.
Bye-bye. There goes Jamie. There goes me. There goes the show. We're done here. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Frank the Salt Guy should show up tomorrow. Tomorrow, Frank the Salt Guy. I don't know what we'll talk about, but I'm sure we'll figure it out. Okay, remember, value for value. You pay whatever you think the show is worth. If you get an Epic wallet, you can pay fractions of an Epic coin. You could pay me a quarter of a U.S. cent. So just go to fake11.com/epic3 and get set up. And or you can go to fakeologist.com/donate if you like the show. Even if you don't like the show, you can go there anyway. And you can see all these fine people that have donated. fakeologist.com/donate/donors. The sustainable donors, we much appreciate you. And of course, you can donate with your credit card, one time or monthly, Epic Cash wallet, the Veet wallet, Epic Pay wallet, Bitcoin Lightning wallet. It'd be funny if I got a Bitcoin Satoshi. Or plain old P.O. Box. I still think it's open. And PayPal and Patreon. Okay, so where are we going here? So Skate Destroy, thank you for joining. Not Shock, thank you. Thanks all you regulars, you regular donors, and you regular appearance, regular listeners on FakeoTube. I really appreciate that. And don't forget, share the show. Let everyone know. The only way we can grow our audience. Maybe I'll play this video real quick. Rory's remote control ball encounter. We'll play this on the way out. So I'll bring down the music and then we'll play that out. All right. Thanks, everybody. And let's watch a fan with his remote control golf ball mock a golfer, because they never use remote control balls, do they? All right, here we go. Watch this. There we go. Let's watch this.
You think this is a makeable bunker shot?
I don't know. Rory doesn't seem too happy with somebody.
What's going on here? Is there a remote control ball there? No, it's going to be hard to control it from the water.